It's the Quidditch Podcast.
Man, how's that for an introduction? It's kind of scary. Welcome, everybody. Hey, it's the first Quidditch Podcast. I'm your host, Steve Wiest, and this first one's going to be a solo mission. So let's get started. Oh, yeah. Check that groove out. So, in preparation for this august initial maiden voyage of the podcast, I spared no expense. I downloaded something called 200 Comedy Sounds and Funny Sound Effects from Amazon Music. And it's pretty much crap, most of it. Some cat got some sounds and made little grooves and things. But you know what? I kind of dig this one. So the purchase was worth it. I'm going to use this as my fade-in section of each show. It's pretty cool, isn't it? Okay. Thank you for your service. You may fade out. Well, here we are. So what's this podcast about? As advertised, it's about everything and nothing. Kind of sets the stage wide open, doesn't it? They say that you should write about things you know, which would pretty much keep me from writing. But, yeah, I'll start out this first one with road stories. How about that? So some cool things about this here little podcast. Maybe the most important thing is that ain't selling nothing. Look at that. Don't buy nothing. All right, there'll be a commercial for Leadology at some point, because, you know, it's nice to eat. But basically, this is a corporate-free thing. It's good to be obscure sometimes. This is just a chance for me to be funny, to do like my good friend, the late, great Frank Mantooth used to say, "Stop it, man, you're killing me." No, wait, he said, "Stop it, man, I'm killing me." You dig? So, yeah, that's kind of what I'll be doing. But I'm going to have a great time, and I hope that you do, too. It's going to be some funny stuff, man. In this case, some stories, anecdotes, anecdotes and anecdotes. And little kids eat ivy. But that's a whole nother story. Yeah, so I'll just be throwing stuff out there. Stream of consciousness. There are no notes. Can you tell? There's no monitors for me to look at. There's no monitors in here to tell me what to say. Good thing, bad thing, you decide. But here it is. It's the Quidditch Podcast. I'm going to say that a couple more times. And it's going to be fun, man. Episode 1. Let's do it. The Quidditch Podcast. And you'll notice in my cadence, I've been drinking coffee, so I'm parched. I need to get water going here. But you'll notice in my cadence that I leave spots open to be in post-production. We'll add sound effects. We'll add sound effects. And then we'll add sound effects. And who is this we of which I speak? Well, that's me. So I'll add sound effects and stuff during post-production to make this an even more enjoyable experience. Okay, so that's the business of the day. Please send this forth. Alert your friends. Alert your enemies. Colleagues. Play pals. People on the street. Hey. Hey, man. Come here. Are you hip? Excuse me, I have COVID. Are you hip to that new podcast by Steve Wiest? What? Says the man on the street.
Yeah, that's right, man. You know, it's called the Quit It Podcast. Funny as hell. Well, count me in then.
All right, let's get on with it. It's time for
Road Stories.
See what I'm saying, man? Yo, this is a high-level production. Spared no expense. I'll be quoting from Jurassic Park and more contemporary movies later. All right, so road stories. A lot of people in my community, the knucklehead artists that I hang with, have been on the road in a band that tours on the road. So let's establish what that is. That's a group of creative individuals, instrumentalists and vocalists, writers, composers, dancers, animals, sometimes all together, usually on a bus, and traveling the world. Well, traveling the country, and whichever country you might be in, and performing concerts, which, as it turns out, is the only place left, aside from product placement and movie soundtracks, incidental music. It's the only place left where musicians get paid to perform, to play music. And at those concerts, you can sell merchandise. People will buy CDs as like some kind of strange token of their appearance. I will buy this to remind me of this great concert without even having a CD player. It's just a thing, like a t-shirt. So, anyway, on the road is where musicians tend to go. Now, imagine, if you will, being on the road, a group of creative individuals in a bus traveling the country. Man, what I found is that all the world is a comedy prop at that point. I mean, you go into a restaurant, you forget that these are good people and families enjoying some time at the restaurant. No, this is a stage and you're going to perform for them. And so I've got stories about that, stories about just being on the road. That sound in the background was my cell phone set to a Star Trek communicator. So that says a lot about what might be in our future podcast as well. All right, back to
It's the Quitted Podcast.
Oops, wrong cue. This is the early days of the podcast, isn't it? And now it's time to go back to
Road Stories.
Nailed it. I'm crushing this thing, man. All right, so Road Stories. I'm going to begin with my time with the great Doc Severinsen. Doc is well known to my boomer colleagues. Any generation later than that starts to lose him to the mists of time, sadly. Doc is still one of the great trumpet players of our lifetimes, all generations included. He was the leader for many, many years, 32, something like that, of the Tonight Show Big Band, the Tonight Show Orchestra. That was the music. Just got an email, and I'll check it out later. That was the music for the Johnny Carson show, the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Since then, we've had Jay Leno. Ooh, before that, a little bit of Conan. Well, we should talk about that, too, because I dig me some Conan. And now Jimmy Fallon. So anyway, back in the day, it was a full big band, a large jazz ensemble, smoking, killing band. Just wonderful. And some of the who's who in the jazz world were in that band. Snooky Young, one of the great trumpet players of all time, Eugene Young, whose nickname was Snooky, before there was a Snooky on TV, who herself now has joined the realm of obscurity. Fame, thy name is Mercurial. You dig? All right. No matter how much I just try to speak extemporaneously, it always sounds rehearsed. I'll work on that. See? Right there. I'll work on that. All right. Anyway, Snooky, there's a nickname for you. If you go back to the beginning of jazz big bands in the 1920s, Jimmy Lunceford is one of the earliest of the great jazz big bands, and that's right at the beginning of the era when jazz became super popular as a dance vehicle. They were even called dance bands. But Jimmy Lunceford's band had a young 17-year-old trumpet virtuoso named Snooky Young. Look at that. 1920s. He was on the Tonight Show Orchestra with Doc. Who else? Ed Shaughnessy, incredible drummer, pretty much in the mold of Buddy Rich, that kind of virtuoso, snare-based, killing chops drumming. Many, many, many other people. Ernie Watts was in there. Pete Chrislieb, the great tenor saxophonist. Tommy Newsom played alto and wrote a lot of music for the group. Who else was? Oh, and Conti Condoli. He gets the name Conti as an abbreviation for Secondi, the second son in the Condoli clan. Pete Condoli, otherwise known as Superman back in the days, was his brother, and Pete would sometimes play with the Tonight Show as well. So look at all those cats, man. Just a bevy, a group of incredible musicians. And there came a time when Johnny Carson decided to retire. He had been pretty much covering the expense of having a big band on the show out of his own money. Shows how much he loved Doc and loved the band and just loved that music. You know, Johnny, along with being an astute interviewer and commentator, was a great comedian, perfect timing, and it makes sense that he also played some drums. He was actually a pretty fair drummer himself. So he loved the band and kept them going, but when he retired, the band retired as well. And Doc said, you know, we should go out on the road. We should not let this band die. Let's go out on the road and play concerts. So they did, but a couple of the cats didn't want to go on the road. You know, these guys have been making good money for decades and living out there in Beverly Hills or wherever they live. And I didn't fancy the idea. You know, most of them were getting a little long in the tooth, as they say, and didn't fancy the idea of living on a bus and getting out on the road. So some of them passed on it. They said, nah, thanks anyway. So that left a couple of openings in the band, one of which I took. So I got to be on the band with these amazing people. At that time, this is the middle 1990s. So I was a young man in my 40s, and these guys were all in their 70s. And man, I remember I celebrated Snooky's 80th birthday in the studio when we made an album. So yeah, these guys were not young folk. They were a little on the older side. But man, I got to be there amongst my textbooks, really. I mean, in jazz, we model ourselves after the elder masters of our craft. And, you know, especially Conti Condoli and Snooky Young. I mean, those are two people who I idolized and listened to a lot as I was growing up. So this was a profound opportunity and experience for me. And you know what? I think it's time for a commercial. There's always time for a commercial. So before I get back to the story at hand, let's hear these words from our sponsor. Ah, yeah, look what's back. Come on, man. I spent so much money on this this groove. I'm going to use it. I'm going to use it. You know what I'm saying? All right. The Quit It Podcast is brought to you by the good folks at Leadology. And those good folks are me. So I'm sponsoring my own podcast. But be that as it may, Leadology can be found at LEADTROMBONE.com, leadtrombone.com. And it's a methodology book about how to play lead trombone, one of the most exciting art forms that there is in music. It's a book about air efficiency, upper register, flexibility, and style. So check it out. It's in physical form as a book, wire bound, or you can get a PDF. Either way, you can get it at leadtrombone.com, which is in and of itself a wonderful community where you can buy all kinds of merch and take part in discussions about trombone with trombonists. What the what? I know, right? Who wouldn't want to do that? So head on over today, leadtrombone.com, and pick up Leadology. All right, I hate to leave this incredible groove, but let's go back to our show. And we're back. I've always wanted to say that. And we're back with our road story. This one with the Doc Severinsen Band. Now away from the Tonight Show and out there on the road playing concerts. There were interesting aspects of that in that Doc would often, at the beginning of the show, say, look, here's the band. That's right, all the guys that you grew up watching on TV. And I'd think, not so much with me. But I was proud to be there with everybody else that I watched on TV. Sitting right behind me was Conti Condoli. And one of the things I enjoyed so much about The Tonight Show was just hearing that band play back in the day. And there was a moment in the middle of it where there was a chromatic sound in the theme song. It went, kind of thing in there. But while the midst of that was going on, Conti Condoli started doing this. He went, played this cool little triplet-y lick that, as a young student in music, I was just over the moon. I was like, oh, and I copied it. I tried to use it a lot, and it ended up being a similar idea that the great Jimmy Pangco with Chicago played quite often. And yeah, so I was all about the triplet and still play it sometimes. But I remember the first time, because we would open the show, as you would imagine, with the old Tonight Show theme that the band used to play. And behind me, man, when we got to that, when we got to that section, Condi would, I almost couldn't play. So to get to hear that right behind me in my ears, that which I was used to hearing growing up on television, that was too cool. It was a kick, man, as the cats would say. And so that's one thing, you know, just getting to experience these guys in person and being around them. And both Conti Condoli, who they called Count, let's digress for a moment and talk about the nicknames. They called him Count. And I asked Snooki, who had become a mentor for me, both Conti Condoli and Snooki really kind of took me under their wing. Let's help out the kid. You know, a youngster in my 40s. So I asked Snooki, I said, man, why do they call Conti Condoli Count? And Snooki said, because he looks like Dracula. And he kind of did look like Dracula, but there you go. Count Condoli. Yeah, so Snooki, ugh, man, Snooki played with everybody. I already mentioned Jimmy Lunceford way back in the day, but he also played with the Count Basie Band and countless others. In recent years, before his passing, he was with the great Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra, John Clayton and Jeff Hamilton's great band. So Snooki, man, he has been around, and he treated me great, almost like a son. And, you know, that's that patriarchal approach in jazz that many of the masters do. They take the young ones under their wing and show them the tricks of the trade. So that was the case with Snooki, for sure. But here is the trick, fellow young ones out there. As you come into contact with these mentors, be sure to listen to what they say. because it's priceless, some jewels of wisdom. So I was drinking that in on a daily basis, with specifically Connie Condoli and Snooki. And both of them helped in so many ways, even in personal ways. We were supposed to wear these tuxes for the show, and a lot of the guys had the hand-tied bow ties, the ultra hip, you know, the kind where you see like Frank Sinatra at the end of the show and he's relaxing or something and it's untied and draped around his neck like that, you know, the hip bow tie that you tie yourself. And I had just had the clip-ons, you know, I was just wasn't much into the tuxedos, and so I had to learn. And Connie Condoli showed me, like, you know, standing behind me, looking at a mirror. We're both looking at the mirror, and he's tying it backwards. He could tie a bow tie regular and backwards. And because I have spared no expense with my setup around here, you'll be hearing that bow day. That's when email comes in. Anyway, so, yeah, he taught me how to tie a bow tie, man. And another time, I'm not the most worldly of people, even though I've been all over the world. I never picked up anything from everybody. Here's a case in point is with spaghetti, with pasta. Instead of twirling it like a hipster, like you should, the Italiano approach of twirling it in a spoon, I would just cut it. I just cut it up so I can eat it quick. You know, that's my goal, is just let me get it up on in the mouth. So, I couldn't be bothered with twirling. But Connie Condoli saw me do that, and he goes, no, man, here, come on. Let me show you. So he walks over in the restaurant to my plate and gets both my hands and teaches me how to twirl with the fork, with the spoon as the backup. And that was kind of cool. So, yeah, now I know how to twirl pasta in the proper manner, thanks to Count Condoli. So, Connie Condoli and Snooki Young. And here is the story. So, on my website, steve-wiest.com, I've got a couple of stories on there, one of which is how I turned these two young men onto Pop-Tarts. It's true. Check out the video. And maybe I'll recreate the story here at some point. But not on this show, not on this one. Let's get to something new that I haven't talked about, and that would be this story. So not only did I turn them on to Pop-Tarts, I turned them on to a Waffle House. I'd never been to a Waffle House before because these guys were wealthy. They'd been on TV for all these many years. So I was showing them the underclass and how we live. And man, Waffle House is slamming, you guys. So they loved it. They thought it was like a hip diner from back in the day. So they dug that. I was very proud to have given something to these great ones. Pop-Tarts and Waffle House. You're welcome, gentlemen. Yeah. They gave me knowledge about jazz and performing and life hacks. And I gave them Pop-Tarts and Waffle House. It's an even trade, I think. So the story in question is we are at a hotel somewhere out in the middle of nowhere getting ready to play a concert that night. And so we've got downtime. During that downtime, Doc would practice. And that's a story for another time, just to talk about Doc Severinsen's work ethic, which was and is profound. I've never seen anybody practice that much all day long. But the rest of us muggles on the band practiced, yeah, warmed up, did all that, but not as much as Doc. So when the downtime was there, we literally had downtime. So I would quite often, you know, me and some of the other young guys, like Joel DiBartolo on bass, Tom DeLibrio, great trumpet player, us young fellas in our 40s and 50s, you know, sometimes we'd get together and go to a restaurant, grab something to eat, or if there was a mall close by or some kind of cool shopping center, we'd go there and meander about and check things out. More email. And that was the case on this day in point in question for this story. Is, so much email. I should turn that off for the next podcast. I will. So in this story, I went solo to go get something, I don't know, at the mall, go wander around, maybe find a bookstore, because we had downtime. And as I'm walking back, so this is a four-lane highway with a median in the middle, kind of out in the country. It's on the outskirts of the small town where we were staying. And so we're kind of in the country. And I noticed these two guys walking on the other side of this four-lane highway. And it's Snooky and Count. And they're in the grass walking. I think like Count had his tux on without the bow tie, and Snooky had some leather coat or something. They're just walking down the highway, and the cars are zip, zip, zip going by them. And it occurs to me, how many times does this happen in our lives, do you think, where we are out and about someplace and we don't even realize that something of historic importance, of a deep nature, is just, we're missing it. It's right by us. It reminds me of a picture recently of a bunch of young people at the Olympics, all on their phones and not realizing, it seems from the picture, that right in front of them sitting there is Mick Jagger from the Rolling Stones. So, yeah, sometimes we don't know. How often has that happened? I hope in heaven we get to get a replay and say, look, here's all the folks that walked by you that you would have been freaked out if you knew they were there. In this case, it was a stroll in the country of one of the legendary lead trumpet players of all time, Snooky Young, and one of the great jazz players, trumpet players in history, Condi Condoli, just strolling down the highway, hanging out. I think there'd be a lot of people driving by who would really, really love to have said hello. And so what is the moral of this story? There isn't one. I said this was a podcast about everything and nothing. But I suppose it is in living in the now, which is something I'm striving to do. I pretty much am always living in the future. And what can I do about the future? And considering the past occasionally, living in the now is where it's at, is what this moral tells to me. And being aware of your surroundings, smelling the flowers, as it were, smell the roses, or pay attention, because it might be Mick Jagger, Snooky Young, or Condi Condoli walking by. You never know. Just like that, we've finished our first podcast here at Quit It. The Maiden Voyage. Man, I hope you enjoyed it. There's going to be a lot more. Thanks for stopping by. And always remember, from me, Deborah, and Phoebe, we love you madly.
The Quit It Podcast is a production of Weastworld Productions 2024.